From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Texas, authorities have arrested a suspect in the shooting death of a sheriff's deputy near Houston last night. Sheriff Ron Hickman says Deputy Darren Goforth was gunned down as he filled up his squad car at a Chevron gas station in Copperfield. But Hickman says the motive for that shooting isn't known. Surveillance video shows the 47-year-old Goforth was shot multiple times from behind. 10 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina slammed into the U.S. Gulf Coast, and hard-hit areas are holding memorials and ceremonies to mark the anniversary. A community rally gets underway at this hour. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports from New Orleans.
President Clinton is leading a lineup of national political officials in praising New Orleans for its resilience. It's the central message of Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who has also noted that progress has not been equally distributed. The morning featured wreath-laying ceremonies, including one in the Lower Ninth Ward, which is still struggling to recover. Thousands of volunteers signed up for a day of service, working on neighborhood projects throughout the city. The community rally is being held in an arena next to the Superdome. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Dutch Public Employees Pension Fund is divesting its shares in U.S.-based pharmaceutical company Milan because it hasn't ensured its drugs won't be used in prison executions, which the European Union opposes. Terry Schultz reports the Dutch decision to sell comes after the fund first approached the drug company about its concerns last year.
Mylan says on its website its products are not designed or intended to be used for killing people, but the Dutch pension fund ABP, the world's third largest, asked the company last year to be more vigilant. Then last month, the state of Virginia confirmed a Mylan-made drug is stocked at a prison where executions take place. A spokesman for ABP says since the Netherlands renounced the death penalty a long time ago, society doesn't want its pension money to be involved with it. Capital punishment is illegal in the EU, and European companies are barred from selling drugs that could be used for executions. This has caused problems for U.S. prisons to supply themselves with the substances necessary to carry out death sentences. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A tropical storm watch is out for the Big Island of Hawaii as a strengthening Hurricane Ignacio approaches. Tom Burchard is a senior forecaster with the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu. He says the storm may only deliver a glancing blow to the Hawaiian Islands, but residents will still see its effects.
Surf could grow to even larger heights, potentially damaging along east and southeast facing shores of the Big Island later this weekend, with that large surf potentially spreading up to the east facing shores of the other islands early next week.
But forecasters are still unsure about the storm's path. Ignacio is now a Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 115 miles an hour. This is NPR. France's interior minister says security will be stepped up on rail lines around Europe after three Americans helped thwart a gunman on a high-speed train between Amsterdam and Paris. The new measures include increased ID checks and baggage controls. France is calling for better coordination on intelligence and security across Europe's border-free travel zone. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati is marking his fourth anniversary in an Iranian jail today. Meanwhile, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports his sister says his family in Michigan is holding a rally calling for his release.
Sarah Hekmati says this is not a milestone her family anticipated.
We thought Amir would be home by now. We were always given the impression from the very beginning that this would be resolved. Amir himself was even told when he was in solitary for 6 months that he would be acquitted and released.
She says Iranian authorities also assured him when he went to visit his grandmother 4 years ago that he would not be punished for his service in the U.S. Marines. 2 weeks into the trip, he was arrested and later convicted of espionage. Secretary of State John Kerry calls his detention unjust and is urging Iran to release Hekmati and other jailed Americans. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Tire maker Michelin is recalling more than 100,000 BF Goodrich tires, ones used on light trucks and recreational vehicles. The company says the sidewalls can rupture under severe use conditions. Michelin says the recall involves several types of commercial and rugged terrain tires made in 2014 and 2015. This is NPR News from Washington.